Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 25th. I'm now at about 15 take Wednesday. I gotta be honest, it's not one of those days, but it's a wonderful passage that we need to grapple with in Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, and then we'll move over and read Psalm 46 together. Would you open your hearts with me to God's Word today? I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it through the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption to sonship, theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen. It is not as though God's word had failed, for not all who are descended from Israel are Israel, nor because they are his descendants are they all Abraham's children. On the contrary, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. In other words, it is not the children by physical descent who are God's children, but it is the children of the promise who are regarded as Abraham's offspring. For this is how the promise was stated: at the appointed time, I will return and Sarah will have a son. Not only that, but Rebekah's children were conceived at the same time by our father Isaac. Yet, before the twins were born and had done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose in election might stand, not by works, but by him who calls, she was told, "The older will serve the younger," just as it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." Let's go back through the passage just a little bit. Paul is grappling with the fact that lots of the Jews are not accepting Jesus as Lord. They're not recognizing him as the Messiah. And he goes through all of the benefits that the Jewish people have: adoption to sonship, divine glory, the covenants. They receive the law. They have the temple worship and the festivals. Theirs are the patriarchs, the people of faith, and the stories of God's faithfulness. And through them is traced the human ancestry of Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, well, since they have all of this, is it that God's word has failed now that many of the people who believe are Gentiles, those who don't have this great history? And I think Paul's grappling with it. And he goes back to Abraham's story and he says, okay, the children of the promise were from Sarah's womb, not from Hagar's womb. And so the continuation of God's faithfulness and the remembrance of who God was held in this line. And as I think about my own story, I am drawn to the graciousness of God in showing me himself and pursuing me, and then helping me to come to faith, placing me in a family of people who love God. And so I cling to that recognition that I am a child of the promise. I'm a child of God. Now, I do not know what to do with the fact that it says, "Jacob I loved and Esau I hated." That makes me severely uncomfortable. And so in my mind, I come back to the concept that's in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, which states that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. And that's where I want to land today, asking the Lord to help me to realize what a gift it is to be a child of the King, and asking Him to give me a passion for seeing others come to a life of faith and repentance, knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. Psalm 46 is for the director of music. It's of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. I want us to really slow it down right here, starting in verse 7, and pray the rest of this psalm together, maybe even antiphonally. So I'll say it, and you respond with what I said. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Thank you, Lord, for that reminder that You are our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Thank You, Lord, that You are with us and we can trust in You. Thank You, Lord, that we are children of the promise. Help us to be about bringing the message of Your goodness and what You have done to the ends of the earth. And now may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.